Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer talks about a recent flu surge across the country with Dr. Stephen Lawrence, professor of medicine in the Division of Infectious Diseases at Washington University School of Medicine.
Well, we are starting to see a bit of an uptick in the number of cases the last week or two. It's just really taken off. It's not all that unusual. This is the time of year we tend to see it, but it is a pretty sharp increase that could be a harbinger of a pretty nasty season.
What is the main strain we're seeing here?
Well, this year, the virus that is circulating most prominently at the moment is something that we call subclade K. So I've just been calling it K-flu for short. And this is really not all that unusual because flu just changes every year. It mutates every year. And every once in a while, it mutates enough that our vaccines don't work as well against it because we have to decide which vaccine to make very early in the season. And that seems to be the case here. And we just happen to give it the name of K-flu as for short.
Is it also H3N2?
It is. Yeah, there are a number of different ways that we divide flu viruses. There's type A and B, and then within type A, there's subtypes H1N1 and H3N2. And then within H3N2, we have what are called clades and subclades, and that's where this the K name came from. It's really just a name that's given to it, but it's just something that happens every year with flu viruses, and H3N2 in particular, where it just changes quite a bit from year to year.
What are the symptoms, and is this an especially bad strain?
Yeah, we don't have any indication that the symptoms are significantly different from influenza that has been around for 100-plus years. It's like you get hit by a truck, high fever, muscle aches, sore throat, cough. That's really how it comes about. We really don't have any evidence that this is any different. But just because it's not different doesn't mean we still shouldn't worry about it in the sense that we should worry about flu every year, given the fact that it causes tens of thousands of deaths each year.
What's the difference between the flu and norovirus?
Oh, my goodness. There's a big difference in that the flu is a respiratory virus. So we get it in contact from others who have flu through little droplets and through the air and being in close contact with them, whereas norovirus is a gastrointestinal illness, has a little bit of nausea and vomiting, but mostly a lot of diarrhea. And it's really, quite nasty. You can still get fevers and feel kind of achy from it, but the GI symptoms are the predominant part, whereas influenza has much less of the GI symptoms. It's almost all like, cough, headache, sore throat kind of thing.
What other respiratory viruses are out there right now?
Yeah, respiratory virus season is here, and that every year includes RSV, which is really hits little babies hard, but is also a pretty significant cause of nasty colds and sometimes more serious infections in older adults as well. There is influenza, of course, as we've been focusing on at the moment, and then there's COVID-19 that is still hanging out there, as well as dozens of other viruses that cause the common cold and other types of respiratory viruses like croup and things like this.
Is there still time to get the flu shot or the COVID shot?
Yeah, there is. And I'll talk about each of those separately. The flu shot right now is actually pretty important because it's one of the things that we can do. Even if it isn't perfect at preventing all infections, it does reduce the risk of getting sick and, more importantly, reduces the risk of getting seriously ill from flu. And given the fact that the numbers are really shooting up, it is a good time to get it. Now, it does take about 10 to 14 days before it kicks in and gives you protection. But I'll tell you what, this virus is going to be around far more than 10 to 14 days. In fact, I suspect it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. So getting the flu shot now actually will be helpful in reducing the risk of getting really sick this year. Now, for COVID, COVID is one where the numbers aren't super high right now. That could change after the holidays when everybody's gotten together and in close contact with each other. And for COVID vaccines, we really do recommend that you're up to date on it. For most people, that's once a year. And so if you haven't had one yet this respiratory virus season, it's a good idea to get one now. For those who are really high risk, and those are particularly older individuals, compromised immune systems, heart and lung disease, that really twice a year, so with every 6 months, is our recommendation to bolster that protection versus COVID.
So what are your prevention tips for us as we deal with this seasonal virus situation?
Yeah, the main things right now are get vaccines for what you can to protect yourself. And so that's flu and COVID. Some folks also can get an RSV vaccine. That's not quite as widespread in who needs it, but those particularly older individuals can get protection from RSV. There is no vaccine for norovirus, but there are things that we can do for the respiratory viruses in addition to vaccines. One, be aware so that if you are somebody who's really at risk of getting seriously ill from this, that be aware that being in indoor environments in close contact with a lot of people over the next several weeks, month or two, is going to put you at risk for getting some of these respiratory viruses. And so you just want to be aware so that you may decide to take precautions, either avoid some of those situations, or sometimes even, you know, breaking out those old masks that we used before can reduce our risk of getting infected. It almost eliminates the chance of flu, even works even better versus flu than COVID. But the other thing, too, that I think is an important thing we don't talk about enough is that for people who get symptoms with flu, COVID, those types of respiratory symptoms, it's really a good idea to get tested, especially if you're at high risk of getting sicker. And the reason why is because there are treatments, at least for flu and COVID, that can really make a difference and prevent what maybe just sniffles or a mild illness in some people, it can actually prevent serious illness and hospitalization for many others. And even for those who, you know, are for flu, for example, the medicines for flu, even if you say you may not be hospitalized from it, there are still you still can get benefit from the treatment by, you know, getting back to work or back to school a day or two sooner.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.